Wine, that old, old beverage, is causing new excitement throughout the United States and particularly in Barboursville. We'll be back with a look at the future of wine after this. Jerry Vaughn is the former editor of Wine World magazine. He's now with the Beringer Brothers Winery in St. Helena, California. Jerry predicts new vines and new wines in our future. Since Barboursville is to become the seat of a new wine industry in Virginia, we thought his view of the future of this old beverage would be interesting.
First of all, even though we've come, as the cigarette commercial says, a long way, baby, are going to go a long way in the next 100 years, next 200 years, in the quality of wine. Applied technology is exploding at such a fantastic rate that every day we're finding out new things. I think I told you that we were in a 10-year program to find out which kind of barrel is going to do the best for each kind of wine. We'll find that out. We'll create wines which we'll look back on today, 50 years from now, we'll have created wines that we'll look back on today and we'll have libraries of today's wines and say, well, they were all right, but I mean, it's nothing like we have today. The science that is applied in the fields, in the ranches, in the growings of vines, the botanists at Davis, the people who are crossing and making clones. A clone is a subspecies of a given varietal, and it's almost as exciting as genetic engineering on a botanical scale. We can genetically engineer, if you will, in certain characteristics, desirable characteristics, into our vines so that we're going to have better vines, and better vines mean better grapes, and better grapes mean better wine. We're a nation now that has begun to appreciate the finer things in life, the quality of life rather than the quantity of life. Kids today don't want a Mark IV Continental. They'll drive their Volkswagen around, but they really would like a good meal and a quality food. And along with that desire and quality, I see, all pervasive throughout society, is a return to the fine lifestyle. And the unnecessary largesse and material acquisition of things will be given over to more important things in life, which is living it, because you're only going to go through it once, and you might as well enjoy it if you're only going to live once. More and more people all over this land are beginning to say, gee, you know, wine is not just for special occasions. Wine is something we can enjoy every day. Wine is something that makes my dinner taste better, or luncheon as the case may be. Wine is a relaxing beverage. It's a social beverage. It's something to talk about. It's got so many things going for it that I just am excited to be a part of the industry, and I'm very lucky, and I feel humbled sometimes to be fortunate enough to be working in a business where I get up in the morning and I say, well, what am I going to learn today? What new thing am I going to discover about wine today?
That was Jerry Vaughn, recorded in his office in St. Helena, California, with a look at wine in the years ahead. I'm Arch Harrison.